Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Sunday morning here from Reese Park here in Somers. We're here for Stephanie's Mission Benefits Softball Tournament. Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durandy Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, a long time ago, 19-year-old Stephanie Crispinelli, she was on a mission. A mission to help others. She and 11 of her closest friends from Boca Raton's Lynn University went down to Haiti to help others. Tragically, she never made it back. 8 years ago, she and 300,000 people were killed in a devastating earthquake in Haiti, and she lost her life trying to help others. Well, her family since then has been trying to keep her mission alive through Stephanie's mission. And its motto is this: through tragedy, we find life's purpose, forever committed to helping children in need. And that continues today for this eighth year of this benefit softball tournament. And my first guest today, who better to talk about this than a really dear friend of hers, her best friend, as a matter of fact. She is Mia Mirabile. She is works with Stephanie's mission, and she went on two missions with her. And Mia, thank you so much for joining us. Your thoughts on Stephanie and what she meant to you?
I mean, she was an amazing person. As I said, she was vibrant, she was kooky, she was fun, she was hardworking, and most of all, she was a loving person. She had a ton of friends. And friendships and loved ones were really important in her life. And that's why, you know, today we still all come together for her mission, because we knew that it meant so much to her.
This is the biggest fundraiser. This is the eighth year you've been doing it. So you've raised a ton of money for this.
Yeah. So typically every year we raise about $20,000, which goes towards every Steph's school for all the years that progress.
Now, tell us about this tournament and this event. It's more than just a softball tournament. You have a silent auction going on there. Again, you've raised a ton of money. Tell us about that.
So we were thinking about what Stephanie would like if a day was just devoted to her. And so we thought softball would just be a great way for everyone to come together. So we have about 17 teams this year, and they're divided by two brackets. We have all men's leagues, and then we have a co-ed league. And then, as you said, along with that, we have a bunch of raffle prizes. There's over 75 items ranging up to $2,500 that the local stores just graciously donate to us every year, which we're so thankful for. Along with that, we have Tomato and Company, which is a pizzeria in Westchester that has their brick oven pizza on the facility, along with barbecuing all day. We have inflatables, so it's a family fun day along with the tournament that's going on. So if you don't want to come to watch the softball games, that's totally fine. If you don't want to play, that's totally cool too. But just come and, you know, have some food with us, listen to the live music that we'll be playing shortly, and just be here all together just to celebrate Stephanie's life and what her purpose was all about.
You said you've known her since childhood. Was she always this giving? I mean, she always wanted to help people since she was little?
Totally. But she was also very humble and very discreet about it. So that's why it was very eye-opening when she passed away, because we learned so much more. So this was my best friend. So to know this other side of her that she never really talked about was so crazy and so inspiring. So when she started going on these mission trips when she was going to Lynn University, she would talk about it more and more. And Haiti was always the number one place she wanted to visit. She went to Jamaica 2 times, and she was supposed to go to Haiti 1 year, and they canceled the trip because it was very dangerous at the time. So when she finally had that moment to go, she was so ecstatic and just couldn't wait to be there.
Now, the family is continuing this mission, helping people in Jamaica with something called Steph's Place. Can you describe what that is?
Yeah, of course. So because Stephanie started her mission trips in Jamaica, we thought it was appropriate to continue her legacy there, especially since Haiti's very dangerous right now to be visiting, unfortunately. So every school is called Steph's Place 1, Steph's Place 2. So now we're up to the 7th school, and we'll build Steph's Place 8 this year too. And so each school has about kids from kindergarten till eighth grade in one facility. So when we get there, we see what their current school is, and it's mind-blowing. It's literally like an animal shed with just, you know, the most horrible things you could see inside. There's hay on the floor, and there's no electricity, there's no water running, there's no bathrooms. It's very horrible. So in a matter of 2 days, we build the school, along with sometimes building a home for the teachers on the premises. So it's really amazing. And every time we go back to these mission trips, we also visit the current schools that we have built, and we come with supplies and just play with the kids, go see them at graduation day, et cetera.
Now, again, this is the biggest fundraiser, but if anybody's listening to this and maybe they want to donate, can they go on the website for that?
Yes, of course. So it's www.stephaniesmission.org.
Stephaniesmission.org, and that's not with an apostrophe. That's all one word?
All one word.
Mia Mirabile, thanks so much for joining us. Wonderful story and continued success to the organization.
Thank you for being here.
That's Mia Mirabile again. Again, she helps with Stephanie's mission. Best friend of Stephanie Crisminelli. Again, so sad that she died so young at the tender age of 19. But I'm sure if she were alive today, she would be proud of the work that this organization is doing. Thank you so much, Mia.
Thank you.
We're going to take us a short break and step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a gorgeous Sunday, one of the best Sundays we've had so far this summer. We're here at Reese Park in Somers. We're here for Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament. It's in memory of 19-year-old Stephanie Crisminelli, who was tragically killed 8 years ago while helping others on a Journey for Hope mission down in Haiti. And joining us right now, my latest guest, we just talked to Mia Mirabile, who is one half of the Mirabile family, but we want to talk to her brother, who is here with us, is represented today, and his name is Dominic Mirabile. He is the owner of Tomato & Company Pizzeria. They're located in Connecticut right now, but they will soon be opening a new location at the Westchester Mall next week. First of all, Dominic, thanks for joining us, and we talked earlier with your sister, who was very, very close with Stephanie, was your best friend, as a matter of fact, since childhood. Your thoughts on what Stephanie meant to your family?
Steph, I remember her coming over to our house when she was younger. She was my sister's best friend. She'd always come over for after school, do homework on the weekends, swim in our pool. So for her, to me, she was like a sister, you know, to me. So it really hit hard to our family. So it's, you know, awesome that my sister is able to do this every year and everyone comes out and supports it. And it's a great cause. And I know Stephanie's looking down, smiling that, you know, we're continuing her legacy and stuff like that. So it's, you know, very, very cool to see every year that everyone comes out to support and, you know, gives the support that she would want. So.
Well, again, as we made out a mention at the top, but she was a 2008 graduate of Somers High School. And again, just 2 short years after leaving high school, she'd been on some missions. In fact, your sister was on a couple of them with her prior to her death in 2010. And again, just the tragedy of losing a life, trying to help others. But she was so giving and loving of other people. And that's why this mission is all about.
Definitely. Yeah. No, she had a huge heart. She always loved giving, doing for others. Like her motto is do work. She was all about giving to others. And my sister was fortunate enough to have a great friend like that and really just rubbed off on my sister. And my sister just so passionate about spreading her goals and her ambition. And if she was here, this is what she would want. So it's a great way to remember her and pay tribute to her.
Now let's talk about your company. This is the first time you've been at this event, or have you been here before?
I've always helped my sister out. This is the first time that we're actually doing pizza at the event. This is our first year with a mobile pizza oven, so we do private events and stuff like that. So we're on site making pizzas and donating pizzas to all of the volunteers and the softball tournament people. So,
but the fact is, you're going to have more of a presence in Westchester once you open that new location, which is coming up.
Absolutely. We've been working on this project for about a year and a half. The Westchester Mall just underwent a huge renovation. The food court is now called Savor Westchester. So we're opening next week. We're really excited about this being our first New York location in such a fantastic mall. So definitely look forward to people coming out and checking us out.
And again, as we also mentioned, this is the biggest fundraiser, Stephanie's Mission, this softball tournament, the eighth year they've been doing it. They've been very successful. Again, as we've seen, there's a silent auction going on, all kinds of good things, not just the softball games themselves.
Definitely, yeah. No, it's amazing prizes, everywhere from $100 to $2,000. So people really donated some great raffle prizes, raising money through the softball teams, and people are donating for food and stuff like that. So it's a fantastic event, and I think this year will be another great one.
If anybody's listening to this and want more information about your company, where can they find you?
They can visit us at www.tomatoandcompany.com, or you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Dominic, thanks so much for joining us, to both you and your sister, and good luck with this.
Thank you so much.
That's Dominic Mirabile again. He's the brother of Mia, who we spoke to at the top of the show. He's the owner of Tomato and Company Pizzeria, located in Connecticut. But again, as we've noted, we'll be opening a new location for the first time at the Westchester Mall next week. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We're going to take a short break and step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. So stay right with us. We'll be back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a beautiful Sunday morning from Reese Park in Somers. We're here for the 8th annual Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can also like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, we spoke to the brother and sister combination of the Mirabile family, so why don't we get the mother? Make it a triple play. Why not? Very fitting for a softball tournament today. Joining us now is Catherine Mirabile. Again, she is the mother of the two we just spoke to, Mia and Dominic. And Catherine, as the mom of those two siblings, what did Stephanie mean to you and the family?
Oh, my gosh. She was like a daughter and a sister to my daughter. Great girl, very giving, big heart. I'm really proud of her. She accomplished a lot in life before she left. My daughter's just carrying her name every year. I'm proud of my daughter for what she's doing right now. I don't know what else to say.
Well, we were talking off air, and you said, you know, Stephanie was very giving, but she didn't really like to boast or brag about that. She kind of was flying under the radar, but really was interested in helping people really from the very start of her life when she was a child.
Definitely. We found out when she was going to Haiti what she was doing. My daughter had no idea. She kept it to herself. She was very modest, very proud of what she was doing. When we found out, it touched our heart. So.
And again, although she lived only 19 years, she really made an impact on people's lives right to the time when she went down to Haiti with her fellow classmates with Lynn University down in Florida. I mean, she really wanted to make a difference.
Definitely. And my daughter wanted to make sure she carried out the name, the Crispinellis, her friends. I mean, everybody came together for this event every year. And I'm proud of all the girls that stand by Stephanie and made the name keep going, you know?
I don't know exactly how much money they've raised, but it is the biggest fundraiser. And again, this is the eighth year they've been doing it. Has the turnout been really been good the last several years?
Oh, definitely. I think this has been it's a beautiful day, so I think the turnout is amazing this year. And every year, I think we do really well. It gets harder, you know, but we seem to, everybody's coming together, and everybody seems to enjoy it. It's a family. You know, Mia and Stephanie grew up with everybody together, so to see everybody every year to pitch in and help, it's amazing. You know, it touches my heart.
Well, as Stephanie's credo was, do work. And the credo for this organization, Stephanie's Mission.org, and we said this at the top, we'll say it again, Through tragedy, we find life's purpose, forever committed to helping children in need. And that's what this is all about. Not only keeping Stephanie's memory alive, but to help others.
Definitely. I mean, it was an honor. I went 3 years ago to help build a school in Jamaica. I would never know that I would have done something like that. It touched my heart. I came back just crying, and it was amazing. People helping each other and just doing something for somebody else, it opens up your heart. And people have got to remember that, you know, they got to give a little bit more.
And speaking of that, again, if you could make this softball tournament, we should emphasize, if you want to donate, you can go to this website, which is stephaniesmission.org. Again, that's one word, no apostrophe, stephaniesmission.org, and give whatever you can to help, right?
Oh, my God, definitely. I mean, it goes to a great cause. I mean, these kids really need it. You know, the lack of food, uniforms to go to school. They really, you know, deserve it, these kids.
Well, again, they're doing a fantastic job. Thank you so much, and thank you to your daughter, the two siblings, Mia and Dominic, as well.
Very proud of everyone. They're doing a great job. God bless everyone.
All right. Thank you, Catherine. Thanks for joining us. All right. We're speaking with Catherine Mirabile, and we're going to take this a short break. We'll be back with more guests right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a fine Sunday morning here at Reese Park in Somers, in the heart of Westchester. We're here for the 8th annual Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, her name is a familiar last name, as we've been talking about. She is Nicole Crispinelli, and she's married to Stephanie's brother, so that would make you the sister-in-law, right?
Yes, it would, yes.
Your thoughts about Stephanie, again, the tragic death of what happened back in 2010 in Haiti, but what she meant to so many people, giving of people down in Haiti, wanting to make a difference. And what are your thoughts on Stephanie?
So she was always just really a vibrant, fun, easygoing, and always constantly a happy person. And she really just wanted to, you know, bring her family and friends together and to make the best of every situation. And that was just her, you know, her everyday life. And so really, you know, now that she's no longer here, we're just trying to continue that and do the same just in her spirit as she would. And that's really what this event is about today. And we're just trying to kind of continue everything she left behind.
Yeah, back when in 2010, she was 2 years removed from graduating from Somers High School, 19 years old. She went with 11 of her fellow students from Lynn University in Boca Raton down to Haiti to make a difference. And as we said at the top of the show, tragically died, one of 300,000 people killed in that devastating quake. But, you know, she did what she loved. But as we heard earlier from Catherine Mirabile, that while she was giving it people, I mean, she didn't want to boast or brag about it, but she did want to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she felt that the more she helped people, it really just helped herself in general just grow and learn more. So she never was boastful or bragged about it, but she really just wanted to make a difference as best as she could and to really just touch all of the children that she met and that she, you know, interacted with. It was just the interaction was more important to her than anything. And so now as a family, we're able to kind of continue that interaction. We go down to Jamaica, we meet students, we visit with our old students, and it's really nice to have that interaction.
Tell us about your role in this particular event today. You're helping out in one of the pavilions here. Exactly are you doing?
So I'm actually selling raffle tickets. So we have some great, great businesses around Somers, Yorktown, Southern Westchester, you know, Northern Westchester that donate, whether it's gift certificates, they make gift baskets. We have just a ton of items, which is we so appreciate. And we're basically just raffling all of these off. We're selling raffle tickets. We're also selling some merchandise. So we have our t-shirts, our bracelets, our aluminum water bottles, just everything that we kind of can think of that we would need on this day to kind of be in our Stephanie's Mission gear. So.
And they've been selling pretty well?
Yeah, absolutely. The raffles are a hit. We have a ton of great baskets and gift cards. Again, the businesses around the area have been really, really great for us. And for the past 8 years, you know, you'd think that, you know, after a couple of years, some of the stuff would die down and we wouldn't necessarily get as much stuff donated, but really it's only increasing as the years go on. So that's great.
But the crux of all of this is not only keeping Stephanie's name alive, but her memory alive in what she's doing.
Yes, absolutely. So far we have 7 schools that are built in Jamaica, 7 primary schools. So we're providing an education for over 400 children right now. And right now we're fundraising for our 8th school that we'll be building.
As we heard earlier in the show. So if anybody is interested in helping out, if they couldn't make the softball tournament today, we emphasize it, they can always go to the website, can't they, to donate?
Absolutely. Stephaniesmission.org is our website. We also have a Facebook page, and that's the best way. You can really see live action, what we're doing, what projects we have coming up, and any events that we have coming up.
What you can do is you can go to the Facebook page, you can like it, and then find out what's coming up next. I mean, this is not just the only event, but as we said, it's the biggest, yes. But there are other opportunities.
Absolutely, yes. I update the page regularly as often as I can. So as soon as we have an event, you'll know if we get updates from Jamaica as far as our students and kids that we've kept in touch with, we always put it right on the Facebook page. So it's really, it's as updated as possible.
All right. Nicole Crisminelli, thank you so much for joining us. A wonderful story sharing about Stephanie and her memory. And have a great day and have some fun, okay?
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you.
Right. That's Nicole Crisminelli. And she's, again, married to Stephanie's brother, and she's helping out here with Stephanie's Mission, which is the benefit softball tournament, one of many events held throughout the year. We're going to take a short break and come back in just a moment. We'll be back with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Sunday morning and early afternoon here at Reese Park in Somers. We're here for Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament, the 8th year they've been doing this fundraiser, the biggest all year long. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio, Westchester Talk as well. And joining us right now, my latest guest, who is a friend of Stephanie Crisminelli. She is Lizzie Russo, who had been friends with Stephanie dating back to second grade right through high school. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
What does Stephanie mean to you and in her entire life? I mean, she was very, very giving of people right until the day she died in that devastating earthquake in Haiti.
Yeah, it was extremely devastating. To me, I mean, she's always been someone who I've looked up to and I think always challenged me to kind of test my limits and search for what made me a little bit uncomfortable but also helped me grow. So that's something that I've always like thanked her for and I always have thought about through the years.
Well, the way Stephanie helped people, I mean, you know, she didn't really brag about it. I mean, she was kind of under the radar, but she was really interested in helping people. And we talked about all those missions that she went on. In fact, one of our guests did two of them with her. And just to make a difference in people's lives, that's what it was all about.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy going to Jamaica and seeing what has been done and what the Crispinellis are doing. You're just blown away by how the changes are. It's the whole place is different because of them. So it's really incredible.
And one of the ways they're helping keep her memory alive is this softball tournament, the eighth year they've been doing this. So this must have been, has been very successful over the years.
Oh, yeah. Every year there's teams that weren't here the year before, which just means that her mission is being spread and people are here from all over the country. So it's really awesome. It's been an incredible experience.
All over the country they come for this.
Yeah, I heard there's some people from Maryland here today.
Not just around the Westchester area. I mean, they come from all over to help this cause out.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure it's been getting a lot of attention, you know, with the website. I mean, a lot of people have been going on there making donations, not just helping with this tournament, but just in general all year round?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's always different events happening. So if you check out the website, you can see this is definitely the biggest one, but all year round there's stuff going on.
And there really is lots to do. For those of you who are, don't know about Reese Park, it's the first time I've been here. Not just the softball tournament itself, there's a silent auction, there's a basketball court, there's a playground for the kids, there's tennis courts, there's lots to do here.
Yeah, there's a ton to do. There's lots of food. There's also like blow up fun things for kids to play on. It's a really fun day, so if you're in the area, definitely come check it out.
Yeah, so again, if anybody is listening to this, they want more information and they're interested in donating, which we hopefully they will, it's stephaniesmission.org. That's the website.
Yes, correct.
Lizzie, thanks so much for joining us and have fun today, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Lizzie Russo, a friend of Stephanie Crispinelli, and taking part here in this wonderful event, this benefit softball tournament. We're going to take this a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful early afternoon here at Reese Park in Somers. We're here for the 8th annual Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durandy Reynolds, J.B. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook if you prefer, Westchester Talk Radio. And joining us now, my latest guest, he helps run this wonderful tournament, which, as we said, is in its eighth year. He is Joe Russo. Joe, you guys are doing a fantastic job today.
Thanks so much. Couldn't ask for a better day weather-wise. Stephanie's looking down on us, and probably our biggest crowd and best turnout from a softball perspective as well.
Would you say this is the best of weather you've had of all the 8 years you've been doing this?
Oh, yeah. We've had rain. We've had rain before where we had to fix the fields. A couple of years ago, we got rained out midway through. So this is fantastic. You couldn't get a better day for us.
Well, the mission is what it is, to keep Stephanie's name alive, her memory alive, the tragedy that happened 8 years ago when she was on that mission of hope, the journey of hope, if you will, with her fellow students at Lynn University in Boca Raton, trying to make a difference in people's lives. And events like this are helping to keep that memory alive.
Yeah. So, you know, what they're... family, mother, father, brothers Nick and Mike have done has taken a terrible tragedy, as you said, as we all know, and turned it into something so wonderful. I mean, I've been to Jamaica. I've helped build the schools, seven of them now. And if you can see the difference they're making down there in lives of young kids who in other cases would not have a school to go to, it's fantastic.
Well, this is the eighth year of the tournament, Joe, and you're looking to build an eighth school in Jamaica. So it's kind of like a school a year that you've been doing.
Yeah, almost a school a year. A couple of times we've gone down and done some annexes to the original schools. And when we're down there, we tried to go and visit some of the other schools that are in the geographical area where we're building a new one. Amazingly, we do it all in a week down there. We have a great work crew that's based in Jamaica from Food for the Poor. And we help out as well to build the schools, and they're coming out great.
Well, this is the eighth year. How much money have you actually raised from this particular event? Can you say what the number is?
I don't really know. I can leave that to Mia, you know, but who knows? Today we should be getting out of here with hopefully about $15,000, I'm thinking, hopefully. I think we've got about 17 teams at $600, and then a lot of donations and sponsors, as you see on the back of my shirt. So, let's hope we get close to 15 this year, I'm hoping.
And I understand that people really from all over the country come to this event, not just in the Westchester area, but we had some people from Maryland, I believe, have come here today.
Yeah, so a lot of family members, extended family, who grew up with Stephanie and her cousins and extended family. They come on the Jamaica trips from all over the country as well, and I'm sure they wouldn't want to miss this for anything in the world.
Well, if this, again, just one of many events that you do, this fundraiser, it's the biggest one of them all. But having said that, if anybody is interested in donating, we've been mentioning the website all day long. They can go to that and get whatever they can to help the organization.
That's true. No amount's too little. I know a lot of my friends and family have gone on and donated around this time of year. We generate a lot of interest. We just had an article recently in the Somers Record, our local paper up here, which basically spelled out what the foundation does day to day, not just in Jamaica, here in the States, and certainly here locally.
And for those of you who are here today, if you're interested in coming, this is going to go on all day. It's not just the softball tournament, but there's a silent auction, there's food, there's lots to do here at Reese Park.
That's right. Food and drink are free. Great softball. We have a co-ed bracket, so a lot of the ladies can play with us. And from about 3 to about 6, we'll have the playoffs in both the men's and the co-ed divisions.
And I was just in that pavilion. I saw a couple of pictures of Stephanie. I can see just the image, how caring she was with those kids.
Stephanie, my daughter Lizzie and Stephanie were great friends growing up here in Somers. She was she always stood out in the crowd, Stephanie. She was a very unique individual, and it was no surprise to any of us what she did in Jamaica and what she was about to do in Haiti. And, she was a phenomenal lady, and obviously looking down on us today to see that her legacy will grow.
Well, even though she lived to the tender age of 19 at the time of her tragic death, Joe, I think we can say that her legacy is preserved, and her name will go on forever through events like this.
Absolutely. This is her mom and dad are dedicated to making this fund and this tradition continue forever.
And I think for many, many more years to come.
Great. We appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for coming out. It really helps us.
Thank you for having us, Joe. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Joe Russo helps direct this tournament, the 70s Mission Benefit Softball Tournament. Goes on until very late this afternoon, early evening. If you want to come on by, do so. They'll be there, I think, until about 6 o'clock tonight, if I'm not mistaken. And, yes, we have a live band playing, too, incidentally, entertaining everybody here at Reese Park this afternoon. I'm Jim Cleveland. We're going to take this a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Reese Park here in the Yorktown area, produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And I'm here today with a very, very special guest. His name is Andrew John Castellano. Andrew, can you tell us what happened recently and how old are you now?
5.
When did you turn 5?
June 28th.
And what What did you do for your birthday?
I went out to sushi with Grammy and Grandpa.
Sushi, is that your favorite food?
Yeah.
What else did you do?
And then I went home and went to bed.
And what about a couple days later? Did we celebrate it all? What happened?
We did a family party, and then...
What was there?
People, presents, balloons.
What kind of activities did we have going on?
Oh, water slide, and that's it.
That's it? Did anybody, was there some kind of a truck or something that came to the house?
Yeah, and I think that was it.
What kind of truck?
A water slide truck.
Oh, wasn't there some food in a truck?
Yeah.
What?
Ice cream.
So the ice creamery showed up at the house, and I know you enjoyed that. So it's the summer now. Are you enjoying yourself this summer? What do you have planned?
I don't know.
Can you tell our listeners where you went to camp? It's working. Ambler Farm Camp?
Fun.
And what happens there?
So we see all the animals, we have lunch, snack, and we go to a house with lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of toys, and then we see animals again, and we have snack, and then we do lots and lots and lots and lots of toys, and...
So there's a common theme here as a five-year-old with toys and all kinds of snacks.
I get to do snack and then play and then snack and then look at animals and then play and then come back, play, and wait for your mom or dad to come.
All right, so safe to say you're having a great summer. We still have some great things planned for you for the rest of the year. And I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself today. I know you had two Ring Pops and a Gatorade, and now I just let the cat out of the bag. Mommy won't be happy with me about that. All right, anyway, you've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live for Stephanie's Mission here at Rees Park. And thank you, Andrew Castellano, for the interview. We enjoyed that. We'll be back after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on an outstanding Sunday afternoon here at Rees Park in Somers. We're here for the 8th annual Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament in the memory of 19-year-old Stephanie Crispinelli, tragically killed while trying to help others in that devastating earthquake in Haiti back 8 years ago. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, my latest guest, he is a supporter of Stephanie's mission, and he is Chris Jordan. He's the CEO of Lexco Wealth Management based in Tarrytown. And Chris, good to have you with us, and how are you enjoying the day today?
It's great to be here, Jim. What a great event, and you couldn't ask for nicer weather today for a...
It's the first time I've been here, but I believe it's the best weather they've had for this event.
It's wonderful. It's just a great turnout. It's a special day for a special cause. It's great to be here.
So you're here, again, as a supporter of stephaniesmission.org. That's the website. Your impressions of this organization, they've been trying to keep Stephanie's memory alive ever since that tragic death 8 years ago. She was trying to help others, and they're really doing a good job of doing that.
You know, it really hits home as a father of a 19-year-old college student myself. You know, you can relate, and the tragedy... But, you know, along with that comes, you know, from bad things, sometimes good things come. This is a wonderful organization that keeps her spirit alive, does great things in the community and the communities abroad to keep her memory alive. And that's just a special thing. I think more people should be aware of it. Honestly, when it first happened, I missed the story. I was unaware of the situation. But through Joe Russo and sort of community awareness, newspaper articles, things like that, you know, it's something very easy to get behind, and you know, it's a great thing and a wonderful day to be out here.
Well, it seems that the people that are here today are really rallying around this effort. It's the biggest fundraiser they have all year, but there are other opportunities to raise money for it. But what I gather here, and just seeing those stills of Stephanie, how caring she was with those kids, that's the impression I got.
Yeah, I think her heart shows through in all the pictures, and you talk to people, and it really keeps her memory alive, and that's a beautiful thing.
And the purpose, again, not only to keep her memory alive, but again, to raise money to help others, particularly to build schools in Jamaica. I understand they're looking to build their eighth Steph's Place this year. So it's basically every year they've been doing this fundraiser, they've been building one school.
I mean, it's just so impressive when you think about it, you know, a grassroots organization that you know, sort of builds up and raises funds and really puts them to immediate use where you can see the tangible benefit, these children getting great educations where otherwise they would not. I mean, once again, just an amazing way to honor her life.
Now let's talk about you for a bit. Lexco Wealth Management, and I understand you said the name Lexco came from your daughter Lexi, is that correct?
That's correct. It's a derivation of the big bond manager PIMCO. My daughter Lexi, I used to meet with them every year in California. It's flying back and thought of the idea, and it became Lexco, and 25 years later, here we are.
You said your clientele, you basically use word of mouth, not really so much social media. Try to get yourself out there face-to-face with people and get clients?
Yeah, good point. That's why Shark Media was interesting to me because, you know, it's all word of mouth. We work with individuals and help them develop their personal financial strategies, and they end up telling their friends and family, and that's how it goes. It's not a media blitz, media campaign, or anything like that, but it's a nice way to do business.
I mean, for some of us, we're not financial geniuses. That's why people like you try to help steer them in the right direction, getting from point A to point B.
Yeah, and we generally are conservative. We realize how hard people have to work to put money away and to meet some of life's really important goals. So we're not the team to hire to, you know, hit the ball over the fence. We're trying to keep it together and have smart strategies, and it seems to work for us.
And while you're based in Tarrytown, again, the Hudson Valley is where you service?
Yeah, we have 8 different locations, including we manage the second largest credit union, the Hudson Valley TEG Federal Credit Union out of Poughkeepsie, where they have about 22,000 members, and we have advisors in those branches that help people with their strategies there as well.
So if anybody wants more information, I guess so they can give you a call. What are your hours during the week?
Yeah, normal business hours. It tends to be about 8 to 6. Website is lexcowealth.com. Phone number 914-468-8900. We'd be happy to help anyone that gives a ring.
Lexcowealth.com. One word?
Absolutely, yes.
Chris Jordan, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great time, all right?
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Chris Jordan, CEO of Lexco Wealth Management out of Tarrytown, joining us, one of our many guests here for this wonderful event. I'm Jim Cleveland, again, broadcasting live from Reese Park here in Somers for the 8th annual Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament, going on all day long till about 6 o'clock this evening. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things:
to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here at Reese Park in Somers. We're here for the 8th annual Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, he is one of the sponsors of this event today. He's Caesar Callen. He's an attorney at law, and he's here in support of Stephanie's Mission. Caesar, are you having a great time? And tell us about your involvement with this.
Well, it's just a great day to remember a great girl. Stephanie's was on my original travel soccer team with my daughter and Joe Russo's daughter, and we formed a special bond, and we were pals forever. And then, of course, Stephanie, one day, doing her humanitarian work, lost her life. And my connection to it is always that she was a wonderful, outgoing, free-spirited, loving, loving young lady. And she was doing what she wanted to do. And she passed, and we just all get together every year to try and honor her memory, help her parents and her family and all her friends remember her, and just to do the right thing for the community and for all people out there who have similar situations like this, because we're not alone. Stephanie's just somebody special to all of us, and we're doing the best we can for her.
Yeah, I had a chance to see some of her stills inside the pavilion there, and I could just sense, you know, with her being around those girls, how caring a person she was.
Yeah, she really, 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 really cared and wanted to do things in the Caribbean, in Haiti, in Jamaica. She had those ideas, and she was enacting them. She was there trying to make a difference. And yeah, those pictures of her with those children are real. It shows who she is, how much she cared, and the world lost a great young lady. And all we can do is hope that this cause somehow does some justice, and that she's up there watching us and saying, good job, friends.
And it's not just this particular tournament, this event. There are many other fundraisers held all year long, and there's always the website. We've been mentioning that today, stephaniesmission.org, if anybody wants to give whatever they can.
That's right, and people should consider this mission. All the money goes to people that need the money, people who are impoverished, so poor, lacking education, and Stephanie's goal was to build hospitals and build schools, you know, somehow strengthen those families so that they can persevere and help their children succeed, like we here in New York and America and in the more privileged part of the world get to experience every day and take for granted. Stephanie's mission, to help everybody. And like the saying says, through tragedy, we will find life's purpose, and we'll be forever committed to helping children in need.
As they say, every cloud has a silver lining, and this is the silver lining for her, keeping her memory alive, her legacy alive through events like this. And so you've been coming to all these events since it started 8 years ago, I take it?
Yes. Joe Russo enlisted me to be a sponsor with him and to play. And until last year, I actually was playing. And my son plays on the team, who went to school with Stephanie. My daughter plays on the team, who played soccer with Stephanie. I coached Stephanie, and like I said, and Kristen and Lizzie in travel soccer. And I have to go back to a funny moment, because Stephanie's not just great, she's also funny. And when she was about 8 years old, we're having a party at her house after a great, great win. Her parents invited the whole team back and all the parents, and we're having a great time. And Coach was told by Stephanie, I got a surprise for you.
Coach, open your mouth and close your eyes. I have something you're going to love. Come on, Stephanie, what do you have? I can't tell you. Has her hands behind her back. All the team is watching. Like a sucker, I close my eyes, open my mouth, and she says, but stick out your tongue, Coach. I stuck out my tongue, and she places on my tongue a toad. And that had to be probably the most horrific thing that ever entered my body. And Stephanie didn't get a beating, but I did catch her after chasing her for about 20 laps. All everybody watching, and I grabbed her and threw her into the pool with my soccer clothing on and my cell phone in my pocket and dunked her a bunch of times. And it's just a great, great memory. Like, I have that video from that day, and we look back on not that moment because nobody filmed it, but all the good times that we've had. And, you know, and that's what this mission's about. Again, to remember Stephanie and to try and help others gain what she would have given them had she was been alive to this moment. And
well, she may not be here in body today, Caesar, but she's certainly here in spirit. That is for certain.
Absolutely. Everybody loves Stephanie. Everybody loves her parents and her family. All wonderful, wonderful people. You know, God must love her. He must have her up there and enjoying her and giving us this day today to enjoy the youth who are out there playing and having a good time competing. Got to say, the team that we sponsor here, we're 2-0, and we'll be playing in the semifinals and hopefully in the finals, and hopefully this year we get to win.
Well, we wish you all the best of luck. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you do, your station, all your sponsors, and God bless us.
Caesar Kellen, attorney of law, supporter of Stephanie's mission, thank you for joining us today. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to wrap things up in just a moment right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live throughout the day today here at Reese Park in Summers on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon, certainly a top 10 summer day, to say the least. We're here at Reese Park for the 8th Annual Stephanie's Mission Benefit Softball Tournament. I'm Jim Cleveland. I've been your host today, and we want to thank all of our guests who joined us today, the Mirables, all three of them, the mother, the brother, and the sister, all joining us today. Nicole Crisminelli, the sister-in-law of the late Stephanie Crisminelli, thank you so much, and to all of our guests who really helped us today. And I'd really like to tie this all event together. I mean, this is the 8th year that this benefit softball tournament has been held, and may very well be the most successful, certainly the highest attended, as far as we know. This is my first time here at this event. And really, to put this in its proper perspective, Stephanie may have only lived to be 19, but in those 19 years, what an impact she's made on so many lives, not just in this area, but particularly in Haiti and in Jamaica, helping others to try to make a difference. And while she lost her life, again, her memory is still being kept alive through help of the Crisminelli family and through events like this. It's the biggest fundraiser they have all year, but again, there are many opportunities to do it. And again, for those of you who could not make this tournament, it is going on until 6 o'clock today. If you want to come by, there's a silent auction, there's food, there's games, there's lots to do here. It's going to go until about 6 o'clock tonight, we're told. So, and again, whatever you can give, please do so. And if you can't make it to this event, remember, there's always the website. You can go to stephaniesmission.org, and again, their motto is this: through tragedy, we find life's purpose, forever committed to helping children in need. And her motto was, do work. And she did fantastic work in her 19 years on this earth. She graduated Somers High School, again, two short years, again, went down to Haiti trying to make a difference. And again, while she may have lost her life, again, her family is keeping her memory alive. And again, the softball tournament itself, yes, while there are winners and losers on the scoreboard, everybody's a winner today. And as far as I am concerned, Stephanie's mission is a very big winner now, forever, and always. And we thank all of you for your support. Please give generously whatever you can. Well, that'll do it for this series here for Westchester Talk Radio. We want to thank all our sponsors today. As always, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt and Matty LeCay. Thank you for all your work. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. You can also like us on Facebook if you prefer Westchester Talk Radio. Thanks to Matt, my brilliant engineer, helping us as always. To you, Andrew Castellano, our buddy, thank you so much for arranging all these wonderful events. And to all of our listeners, you help make radio great again from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. Make it a great day and a great week. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.